Thank you. You know, and if there weren't enough Jimmy references already, we're also recording this. It's going to be broadcast in a month or so on Radio Margaritaville. Of course, Jimmy gets to hear it live. He took me under his wing when I was 19 years old, and he was born in Pascagoula, Mississippi. I came from, my hometown is Belmont, Mississippi, up at the northeast corner. He was down from what he called the fun part of Mississippi. I'm not from the part that created the blues. I'm from the part of Mississippi that caused it. It's just sort of a confession. I don't have to confess. I'm a Southern Baptist, but I'm just going to say it. You know, that's why. My hometown had 900 people when I hit the ground, and we had one traffic light there in Belmont, Mississippi. We had one wild girl, one yellow page. They don't even do yellow pages anymore, I don't believe. Traffic light is gone. It's a thing of the past. We got a four-way stop now, so people at least have to hit the brakes when they're coming through town. The girl is still there. Overworked, but in generally good spirits, considering... That's a radio pause. But in North Mississippi, we blame everything generally on the devil, and specifically on New Orleans. If we had known about Key West, we would have blamed it on Key West and New Orleans, but we only knew about New Orleans. So I grew up afraid of the city of New Orleans. But when I got to be 19 years old, I got this record deal myself, and it ended up... working so that I ran into this fella from the fun part of Southern Mississippi. Mr. Buffett took me to New Orleans the first time, showed me some places to eat and some places to listen to music, and he showed me in less than 24 hours that my opinion of the city of New Orleans was way off. And I'm grateful to him for that all of this time. And this first of my songs that I'm going to play this evening is a written apology to the city of New Orleans for what I incorrectly thought for 19 years. It's a list of good things that you can blame on New Orleans.